Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women on this lovely Friday. And today, we're going to talk about the secret to lasting sexual pleasure that all women possess with our guest, Carolyn Muir. She is the author of The Art of Conscious Loving. Carolyn Muir is an internationally celebrated as a tantra yoga educator, best-selling author, and the queen of the modern tantra movement. Author of two best-selling books, Tantra Goddess, A Memoir of Sexual Awakening, and Tantra, The Art of Conscious Loving. Caroline founded the Divine Feminine Institute for Men and Women in 2004, which has transformed into Divine Feminine Awakening. Her teachings have impacted over 35,000 students who appreciate the depth, integrity, and warmth she brings to this sensitive and ancient subject. And I'm excited to announce for the very first time that Caroline will be at our Woman of Wisdom Conference in February 16th to 20th. I don't have her exact date, but she'll be giving presentations and a workshop this coming February for our 25th conference. I'm very excited about having her there. I want to read a quote from her book. It's just the book Tantra, The Art of Conscious Loving. The tantric texts are explicit in how the differences between the sexes can be used as a positive force in a partnership. How the proper combination of these differences can produce a near alchemical reaction, an ether in which everything flourishes, in which the garden of your relationship bursts with color and new life and growth, and you and your beloved thrive. So welcome, Caroline.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Chris. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, to start, tell us a little bit about your journey to a sexual awakening.
You know, I first heard of Tantra yoga in a yoga class with my yoga teacher at the time, almost 30 years ago, and I never knew that anything sexual was a part of yoga teachings because I had never heard of it before. And I loved yoga, and I had been studying yoga, hatha yoga and bhakti yoga from the time I was 26 years old. So when I heard that there was a system of practices that the ancient tantrikas in India were taught for the householder, for the couples who were going to be sexual, going to be having children, going to be raising a family, arranged marriages, all of them. So they were, you know, set for life. It was about property. It wasn't about falling in love. And they had a system of practices that could keep the relationship alive and sexually satisfying for the course of their long lives together. And that fell under the umbrella of yoga really woke me up. Something in me just totally woke up. And I said, I want that. I need that. How can I get that? Having come from the 1950s, growing up in the 1950s in the Midwest, there was no education about sexual fulfillment. I knew what sex was, and I was having sex, but that was it. It was a physical thing. And so my story is that I really just dedicated my heart and soul from that class, in yoga class, on to the subject of Tantra yoga, study of it, the practice of it. And I married the yoga teacher that was teaching it so I could live it. And that was what my second book is about, the book called Tantra Goddess, A Memoir of Sexual Awakening. So that's a thumbnail sketch of how I got there. And I was in my early 40s when these lights came on. So I had the first part of my life was very unaware of what was really going on around sexual energy and spirit.
Well, let's talk about Tantra. What is the goal of Tantra? And you mentioned some of the, you know, the ancient and Indian and things, but and our current, you know, and how you teach it. What is the goal of Tantra?
Tantra yoga is the union. Yoga means union, and Tantra is the sun and the moon, or the masculine and the feminine. So it's the blending and the merging of the masculine and the feminine into union with God. Just to give you a really brief translation. And Tantra is not a religion. It was a system of practices, and it was one of the limbs of yoga, and it has been around for several thousand years. There was a time in India where the temples were run by the priestesses, therefore older women, not men. And those priestesses were tantric in nature, and they embodied the truths and the practices of sexual energy and how to sustain sexual energy, how to teach it to the young who were about to get into these arranged marriages, and how for men to last much longer in their sexual loving than they normally would. So a lot of the truths about sexual energy were taught back then, and then it all kind of went underground when the Christians all took over. And it's been underground for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you mentioned the woman's role there, and then you talk about in your book about the differences between men and women in the sexual nature. So how are they different?
A man's sexual energy, a man's love energy, is activated by his sexual energy. So when he rises to the occasion, that is his way of saying, I'm a lover now. Of course, we've kind of seen that, known that. A woman is activated energetically in the heart. So when our heart is touched, when our heart is activated, we then are ready to join our second chakra, our passion center, to the love or the energy that we're feeling in our heart. So when you put a man and a woman together, which we do all the time, you notice that the woman is really leading with heart energy and the man is leading with sexual energy. That's how we are wired. That's how we've always been wired. And yes, there are many more men coming into their heart chakras and many more women coming into their passion centers as the ages evolve. But it's pretty standard operating procedure that the woman is activated energetically at the heart and the man is activated in the sexual center. So bringing those two centers into balance and into communion as well as union with one another is the goal of tantric practice. It's still sex, but it's sex with consciousness. It's sex without the agenda of orgasm or getting off or ending the joining. It's sex with the agenda of bringing more God and therefore more love into the exchange. And that's very different than modern Western sex.
Yes, and you talk about this is, there's a reason for the differences. It's creating that harmony and bringing these two centers together.
Harmony will take place in a relationship when those two centers are in balance. When one or the other has more or the other. Now, when a woman wonders, well, how I can't penetrate, a man can penetrate me, but I can't penetrate a man. Well, I teach women about the phallus that she energetically has at her heart center between her breasts. And if a woman can just imagine that she has a beautiful crystal or rose quartz, a phallus coming out of her heart, she then penetrates the man at his heart center, which is his most reluctant center. And whereas he penetrates the woman sexually, and unless she's been loved up pretty good, she might be a little reluctant there. So it makes a lot of logical sense why men and women have trouble finding harmony in their sexuality, because he's ready so quickly to penetrate her, and she needs more arousal in the love area, and he's reticent there. So she has to work on penetrating him as well.
And so how do you guide people to, because I can see that could bring up a lot of fears.
It does bring up a lot of fears, but we guide people in very simple practices of, it looks like meditation, it looks like, and we guide people into sitting across from one another and joining hands and breathing and making eye contact. And in the breathing and eye contact, I would guide the students to receive some of the energy of the other through her genital region and bring it up to her heart with her breath, and then transmit her love energy across to the partner into his heart, and then he would bring it down into his phallus and penetrate energetically her. Now, this can all be done fully clothed and sitting in a meditation room or in a classroom. But it's very powerful because it teaches people how to circulate this love and passion energy without having to, you know, get naked and get into bed together, which mm-hmm. often happens much too quickly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we're going to take a quick break now. We'll talk more about this and some of the meditation practices that you teach. So this is Christina. We'll come back, talk more with Caroline Muir.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf. and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the Path of Light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we're talking with Caroline Muir, author of The Art of Conscious Loving. So, Caroline, you were just talking about, meditation practice of breathing together. Can you go into that a little bit more? I know it's kind of it's a way of creating intimacy and a safety. You said even this is not even sexual necessarily because you're clothed. You're not starting a sexual act yet.
No,
you're connecting.
I think the key word here is connection, Chris. And so many people move into a deep sexual connection or intercourse or hot sex or all of it without ever really connecting with each other. And that's where the heartache comes in and the women feeling used or even men feeling used because they're not connected first. So what these meditations are meant for, and we always do this in singles courses and teach the couples as well, to spend, it looks like meditating. You're sitting across from each other, or in a tantric meditation, the man might sit cross-legged in a cross-legged seat on the floor or on a cushion. He might also sit in a straight-back chair if he's more comfortable. And the woman would sit astride him or on his lap, with her legs wrapped around him. So their chakras, from their genitals to their brow center, are all pretty much in alignment across from each other. So your heart centers, if you press your bodies together, are one. And so you're starting this breathing pattern that the teacher would guide you into, or you would then learn, of inhale and exhale slowly. And you would eventually get to the point, if you're a man and a woman in this exercise, where as the woman breathes in, the man is breathing out. So she's actually breathing in his energy. And then when she breathes out, he breathes in. So she imagines her exhalation and her outgoing transmitting energy coming out through her heart center. And she would imagine and feel his sexual energy coming into her from across the inches or 12 inches or so of space, his energy coming in through her that she would breathe up. And they would transmit and receive and transmit and receive this energy by bringing their mental focus into it. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the breath exercise. And then...
Well, that's a reciprocal, that's the breathing together or the mm-hmm. reciprocal charging breath where you breathe in what he breathes out or vice versa. And it sounds more complex than it is when you're actually doing it and someone's leading you and you have the timing and the breathing down.
Well, one of the other things that you do is... make use of the chakras. And you talk about that, heart chakras.
Always making use of the chakras. And that comes directly from, that is the yoga part. Always remember that Tantra is a yoga. It's not just something called tantric sex, which in the West here, it's been pretty much in many situations adopted from the ritual of Tantra yoga into, hey, you want to have tantric sex, or the Sting was on Oprah and he talked about tantric sex and 6-hour orgasms. And here in the West, everything to do with yoga has been, I think, bastardized in a way. It has left the realm of spirit and has become very physical. So Tantra is the same. It's really a very spiritual experience, but your body is part of it. Your body is part of the physical, sexual, spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm. And then in the other, it goes a bit further in the book, you know, other exercises of using yantras and mantras. And so people can read the book for those continuing this process. But it begins with this yogic breath and meditating together.
Yes. And we always teach that. You know, that the true Tantra yoga that is being taught today is absolutely being taught through the source school of Tantra, which is the school that I started with and formed with Charles Muir. And he carries the work 100% authentically. And I kind of have backed out of teaching the art of conscious loving as a full-on teaching practice and doing more private work with women and with couples, because I like the intimacy of working directly with one or two people rather than classrooms, and guiding 40 or 100 or 80 people into these exercises, which are done fully clothed, and they're very safe, but they also are very awakening. And suddenly you're feeling connected to this room full of, 80 people.
Mm-hmm.
There's connection through sexual energy, but it's not acted on in an authentic Tantra yoga beginner's intermediate class. And I think that's really important for people who are afraid of, oh, Tantra, I heard that's, really sexy or for kinky sex or you change partners. And, well, here in the West, there are a lot of Tantra yoga teachers who do that. And that's how it's been interpreted for Westerners who want more ecstatic and out there sexual experiences. But I always bring people back to the truth that I'm comfortable with and the truth that I know, which is that you never have to take your clothes off to practice Tantra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you said, and you are going to be teaching this to a group when you're here in February, Women of Wisdom, a group of women.
Yes, yeah, go ahead.
In that safe place. I mean, you're talking about, in safety.
Of course. Of course.
It can bring up lots of fears for people. And I know that you create that, versus creating that setting of safety. Well, one of the things I want to talk about is that the communication, I mean, in any relationship, we have conflicts and communication issues. And it's important how we deal with these. And I know that there is information in your book, it's an important part of the Tantra system of communication. And so when you have conflict, I think you have some steps to help using these tantric practices to help in this resolving conflict. I'd love for you to talk about that.
Yes. Well, I have lived it for so long that I know how quickly it works. Conflict, disagreements between two people are as common as the sky is blue. No two people think alike. No matter how much in love they are or how happy they are, at some point they don't agree. And in leading a life together, there are a lot of moments when those disagreements lead to a real shortness of breath and what we call a disconnect. So the connection and the harmony is suddenly gone from this person that you were madly in love with an hour ago. And so it's very upsetting to people when that happens. And we long to come back to the love. We long to come back to the harmony, because to be angry and separate and disconnected is it's painful, and it puts us off balance, and there's no more harmony in the household, and then we have to go to work, and there's no harmony getting to work. And so what we teach couples to do, couples who are together or just dating, if you have a disagreement and you're really having a conflict about something, stop talking. At some point, agree, okay, we're not going to come to an agreement about this right now, so let's stop talking about it, and let me just hold you close to me. For instance, let's lie down on our left sides, and one of the partners would be in front while the other is behind, and you simply line up the chakras in the belly, in the low back, the heart, and the back of the heart. You line your bodies up, and you go into deeper breathing. And we show the people where to put their arms and positions of comfort because sometimes it's hard to get into a comfortable position lying on your sides like that. Some people would, of course, at home go to bed to do it. Others in classroom, we teach it on the floor, on the carpeting. And with someone you don't even know very well, if you come into silence with your eyes lowered and you're being guided with words like a meditation to exchange energy through breathing and the chakras, when you move away from that person 5 or 10 minutes later and they go off and back to their partner, you've connected with somebody much deeper than you ever would in conversation. You've actually connected the energy of the chakras. And the chakras are these energy centers that the yogis all knew we had because they meditated a lot and they felt their chakras. Chakras are not something that your doctor is going to see and say, oh, your belly chakra is out of whack. It's not a Western tradition thing. And so the merging of these Eastern traditions, such as Hinduism, Taoism, expressed through yoga and Qigong and some of the Chinese Taoist practices, has really penetrated here in the West. And we've all taken some classes, and we've all benefited by what we have learned from these ancient cultures that has stood the test of time, and it has been passed down and is being passed down through teachers that have adopted the essence of those practices.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk more about those practices when we come back from our break. We'll come back soon and talk more with Caroline Muir.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. When we become aware of a choice, it is not accidental. It is our opportunity to transform. It's about becoming our higher vibrational selves. We tend to get alarmed and hide our heads in the sand when something new shows up in our awareness. That's all right. But today, let's become aware of our desire, recognize the block, and make a choice to step through it. Often we want the circumstance to change before we change. See, it's the other way around. If you find resistance, maybe it's time for some support. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and we're with Caroline Muir today, author of Tantra, The Art of Conscious Loving, which is written by Charles Muir as well. Caroline, can you give your contact information on your website where people can find out things about you or, you know, online courses or things they can download?
Absolutely. My website is divine-feminine.com. That's divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, a dash or hyphen, feminine, F-E-M-I-N-I-N-E.com. And I also have a website called turnedonlife.net. And that is a very complete number of pages about my online course. For primarily for women over 50, but you know we'll take you anyway if you're 43. But it's a course for women to understand their sexuality and how to keep it alive and well in the menopausal and postmenopausal years, and the importance of that. So I think that course has got a lot of potency in it. There's also a on the landing page of my website, something called Tantric Pleasure Secrets. And that is free for everyone who requests an access. And it's a PDF that's very beautifully done. And it's like the nutshell. It's like, what are the little precious moments in all of this loving connection and aching for more and sexual power about? How do we activate it? How do we get there? I highly recommend people downloading that PDF.
Is that on your Divine Feminine website?
Divine Feminine. Mm-hmm. DivineFeminine.com.
Okay. Great. Okay, so we were just talking about resolving conflict, and you mentioned people lying together, kind of like spooning, lying together and breathing. Is there anything more to complete that?
Well, it's the lying together and breathing, and then it's the quieting of the mind and bringing the mind out of the argument that it's been in, let's say, because that's what the mind does. It's arguing with the other person. And it's like coming out of the argument and coming into your breath. The breath is the simplest key to everything being better in your life. But it's so simple that we miss it. So instead we go to the TV or we go to food or we go to a million other things to get out of the conflict within ourselves. And it's the deepening of the breath, which is the very first thing I ever learned in a yoga class. And I don't know if the yoga teachers today are still as adamant to teach the deep breathing to their students as the first and foremost part of any yoga practice. But I can't say enough about that. And so the partners, to getting out of conflict, it's about deepening the breathing, because when you're in conflict, you're shallow breathing. You're pissed off. You're angry. And you want to be right. And really, for the harmony of a relationship, both of you are right. And no one is really wrong. So that's enough said about resolving conflict. These are some key, simple ways to do it. Save you a lot of money from going to the therapist if you could do it at home yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, another aspect of your book is Tantra healing. And why is that so needed now? And, you know, we get a lot of mixed messages about sex when we're growing up. We don't even get, like you said, we aren't trained. We don't get information. We have these negative imprints that are kind of put on us or we've attached to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so how do you start Tantra healing?
Well, you can start Tantra healing with a friend. You don't ever have to be undressed to do it. I've led many, many workshops and hope to at your conference where the women actually work together with hands on or over the chakra centers of another woman. And we bring our love and our presence and our patience and our kindness and our understanding to another person who would be lying down before us. And they would go into trust because you're sitting there next to them and your hands are over their chakras or energy centers. And you're breathing together and you're making eye contact with each other. As the giver, my intention would be to bring loving, healing energy to the centers of another. And that includes over the sexual center. Not down touching it or doing anything to it, but just over it. And the heart center as well would probably be the other center that I would start with anyone. The belly center, your hands could be resting over the belly and the heart. The power center and the love center, are they in balance? And as someone receives this, it's amazing how much healing begins to happen. And it doesn't seem like you're really doing a lot as a giver, but what you're doing is you're staying totally focused. Your mind is not busy thinking about other things, and your eyes are not looking away and seeing what the other people in the class are doing. You're 100% with this person for this 5 or 10 minutes of guided meditation. So tantric healing is actually looking and giving with the hands and the energy to the energy centers of another. And as you mentioned, you know, we grew up with so little education, so much misunderstanding about our bodies, and especially about the genitals themselves and how they really function and what they really can do in terms of receiving energy. Well, we know what they can do in terms of giving energy or giving pleasure, but how do they receive love and pleasure? Is everyone comfortable with that? A lot of people have just a cutoff point at which I can't stand being, I don't want to be pleasured anymore. Now it's your turn. And so we reverse, you know, the giving and receiving. And I'd say one of the biggest aspects of tantric healing is learning to be a giver and a receiver in sensual, sexual intimacy. Now, I say sensual or sexual. It doesn't have to be either if you're working with a same-sex partner, let's say. It's just hands-on. It's just hands-on or hands-over, because the hands emanate within the heart. The arms grow out of the heart center, and the hands give the energy. So it's instructing one to be the giver and one to be the receiver. And that, again, is very hard for people to do, especially in sexual situations. Both people are always doing at the same time, and it's there's not a lot of giving and receiving. But we really need to, just as human beings who get stressed, when you go for a massage, you are the receiver, right? And you're getting all this wonderful, loving touch from someone who supposedly is trained enough to do this for you. And we all know the benefit of that if we've ever had a massage that was good, and we know we need them. So it's the part of massage and nurturing that includes the part of the body that's below the waist. And that's, of course, been the biggest taboo. You can't do anything like that. You can't touch there. And most people getting a massage would not want someone to touch them there. So it's a very fine line separation between the areas of taboo and the area of, yes, I would like to receive some healing energy in this part of my body. And really teaching people all the many ways to do that without ever being invasive or violating in any way another person.
Yeah, so important.
And another, we have a couple of minutes before we take a break, but one of the things you talk about in the book is how men and women have to rekindle a woman's dormant sexual energy. And the dormancy, I think, is that, you know, because we lived in a patriarchal society, it's had an impact on our sexuality, too. And so one of the questions I want you to talk about is that how does awakening a woman's sexuality propel her to a spiritual path? Because it's one of the aspects in your book.
Well, when a woman begins to harness and awaken her sexual energy, she would have to be taught to bring and breathe this energy up through her chakra system. That means up through her belly, up through her heart, throat, brow center, and crown chakra, bringing the sexual energy up to meet with the heavenly realms, let's say, that would reside above the crown of the head. So it's not, sexual awakening is not just a genital awakening. It's the awakening of the energy and then directing this sexual energy up. And we do this with our breath. We do this by imagining the sexual energy coming up from our genitals and going up through our chakras and out the crown of our head, or out the glow in our eyes, or out through the smile on our face and the laughter that comes through our throat. And that really does give sexual energy a place to go besides either sitting down there where it gets constricted and blocked and maybe irritable, or giving it away in the wrong situation, our sexual energy, or just having quickies just to get, you know, to get relief. There's a really a very strong system of practices to enhance and cultivate harnessing sexual energy and bringing it up into our brain and above.
Okay, well, great. Well, we'll go a little bit more into that when we come back. We have to take another break again. This is Christina. We'll come back and speak more with Caroline Muir.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letteruintuit.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the Light Beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of sheer alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we're talking about Tantra, Art of Conscious Loving, with Caroline Muir. So, Caroline, you were just talking about the importance of bringing all this energy, you know, all the way from our root and second chakra up to our crown chakra. So it's what you're really talking about is a full body experience. It's, you know, it involves your full body, all your chakras, and, you know, it's not just about sex.
No, not at all. It has more to do with sustaining and maintaining a youthfulness throughout all of the years of our life. Now, we had it in abundance in our youth. And as soon as women reach, either they've had their children, or they've gone through menopause, or they're tired of sex the same old way, so they want to stop having it, which happens to many women, because we're not educated in how to make it more interesting, and unfortunately. So a woman needs to educate herself about her sexual energy, how to move it, more than what she now knows. And that's where I come in. That's where teachers like me come in, where we teach other women and the value for women of keeping this energy alive within us, whether we're having sex with someone else or not, and or whether we're even being that sexual with ourselves. There are very, very simple ways to keep this sexual energy, to keep the eternal flame lit so that it's always flickering and you're always kind of moving a little bit of that flicker up through you from deep within your body where your sexual essence resides. And it's way down there behind the pubic bone inside, and we need to harness a little bit of that energy every day. And that doesn't mean we have to make it under the sheets. We can be doing it sitting at the computer. That we have to bring some of that energy up and flush our system with it. And then everybody we talk to and everything we say has a little essence of life force in it. Because your sexual energy is your life force. It's not just there to have kids or to have sex. It's an energy that is there to sustain you well into old age. And the older women that I know, and I mean much the older women like in their 80s and 90s, that are still activating the sexual energy within themselves, not with a partner necessarily, you can see it. You can see it behind the wrinkles on the face. You can see it in the glow in their eyes. And in their step, in the energy with which they speak, you can see an aliveness. And that is what every woman misses when she doesn't feel alive. So I can't say enough about that one, Chris. I really have a very big passion on teaching women how to keep that energy moving through them so that it nourishes them for the rest of their life.
So true. And so, you know, I want to bring back the breathing thing, because I think in the beginning you talked about breathing in, starting in the root chakra and bringing up that breath all the way through all the chakras up to the crown so that you are engaging that, bringing that sexual energy up through your whole body. And that's what you're talking about when you're seeing that.
And it'll help women to locate, if you are sitting and listening and you squeeze the muscles in your genitals and your anal sphincter muscles as well. You squeeze everything up, you take in a breath, you relax everything, and you just keep breathe that relaxed energy up into you. That's the best way to locate it. You don't have to touch yourself because it's too deep to even be touched. It has to be activated through internal muscular exercises. And in classes with me, I teach you exactly how to do that, how long to hold the breath, when to relax, so that it's far beyond just a Kegel exercise, which is kind of new in the last 30 years here in modern Western medicine. But these love muscle exercises have been in existence in the cultures several thousand years ago to keep women juicy, to keep you alive, to keep you interested in being alive.
Well, and speaking of which, when the woman's sexuality is awakened, that there's the fact that both partners benefit. You know, it's even important for men to cultivate, you know, help women with this.
Well, men have the same muscular exercises. We teach it to the men, too. And when a couple is in there, let's say you're past the point where you really want to have sex the old way, and you just want to share some of that deep, intimate aliveness with each other, you play with those muscles together, and you look into each other's eyes. And maybe you hold hands over the dinner table. Nobody has to know what you're doing. But the two of you will know what you're doing, and you'll feel it from the inside, and you'll emanate it out to one another. And that's, you know, the love feelings like to ride on the alive feeling. They work together. They play together. I hope everybody gets that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it even relates to claiming the divine feminine, you know, of this energy has to also do with the divine feminine that we are very consciously working on, at least in the West, you know, many parts of the world, but I know here in Seattle, Woman of Wisdom.
The power of pleasure and fulfillment within women. This is where it gets activated. I think I've lost you, Chris.
Nope, I'm here.
Oh, you're there, okay.
I'm just taking it all in.
Okay, great.
You know,
yeah, and I just keep putting it out. So
yeah.
I didn't want to step over your words if you...
No.
So everywhere, all over the world, women are hungry to know how to keep this power alive. And we're so locked into thinking that we have to have a man or we have to have a partner. We have to be having sex or doing sexual things in order to keep our pleasure and fulfillment alive. Well, it's nice when you are, but it's not essential.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a nice way to end the show.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Caroline, for being on the show today.
My pleasure, I assure you, anytime.
Yes, and we look forward to having you in Seattle on February 16th through the 20th, a couple of those days there. Check out our books, Tantra, The Art of Conscious Loving, and Tantra Goddess, A Memoir of Sexual Awakening. Go to
They're
website.
All in the store on my website. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the divine-feminine.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can download some free things. So I'm Christina, the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. And we are now reimagining WOW for its 25th year. Can't believe it's 25 years. And we're going to be having our conference February 16th to the 20th. And information will be on our website, womanofwisdom.org. And look for the 2017 conference. We'll be announcing presenters and everything probably towards the end of September. And also our fall festival is October 1st. If you're an artist or intuitive reader, energy healer, please join us. You can have a booth, very reasonable. Information and application forms are on the website as well. Just look for Fall Festival at the womanofwisdom.org website. And put it on your calendar to join us. It's just a fun, it's a free fair to come and you know, do your holiday shopping, get an intuitive reading, get an energy healing. It's a fun day, October 1st. And please check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. You can find that on the website as well and, of course, Amazon. And it's all about the conference and women's stories. Well, we have to close now. I hope everybody has a great weekend coming up. We're getting towards the end of our week now, and I'll be on my show Friday at 1 o'clock on Transformation Talk Radio.
You You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.